B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right.
All right, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. Andrew will find the best of the best, as he always does, and we'll premiere them right here on Bring the Heat.
I am 16 beers deep, and my phone goes off. Bob Nightingale says Bryce Harper finalized Monday.
That's not true!
I know all the reports were coming out in really big-time momentum being reported, only to be thwarted by the fact of a Sunday meeting with the Dodgers. Oh, man.
Those whimpers are my whimpers.
Yeah, I don't even know how to deal with this anymore. I'm trying to detach myself for self-preservation purposes.
Well, it's going to it'll come to a head this week. It's got to.
Well, you're right. It's supposed to. But I don't know that it has to.
Yo, I'm going to say it again. Has nothing to do with the fans. Oh, has geez. Nothing to do
Gabe.
With the city. Has nothing to do with the schools or where his kids can play. Has everything to do with the manager.
Oh,
you get paid by statistics in baseball. Nobody wants to play for a guy who you're not sure if you're playing every night.
All right, Andrew, until Angry Al changes his narrative, because Angry Al will call every day with the same exact point that he doesn't want to play for Gabe, and that's why he's not coming. And maybe Al's right, but until Al wants to change his narrative, he kept telling me forever that John DeFilippo was going to be the next coach of the Eagles. So that was his narrative for like 2 years.
Well, I'll tell you this. They did like him.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. Al needs to just at least show some variety to his line of thinking.
See, the only problem with the Gabe thing is that there's two things at play. One, Bryce Harper wants to hit where he wants to hit. Bryce Harper will hit where he hits. You don't think he's coming here and he'll get jerked around the batting order, do you?
Oh, I don't know. Why not? Everybody else has.
You don't think they give him $300 million and he goes, I'm all right with being jerked around the batting order.
I could see Gabe going home and like knocking on a hotel door when they're in Colorado, the Hyatt. I'd like to talk to you, please,
Weston,
these days. The Weston in Colorado, Anthony. I think it would be a good idea if you batted ninth today. We're going to bat our pitcher third. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's going to go beat it.
Yeah.
Number three, I hit third.
Yeah. Put this in permanent marker and fill out whatever you want around it. Yeah, this stays in permanent.
You're not going to let Gabe ruin that. If he says I have a problem with Gabe, right? This is why I don't believe I'm not on board with Angry Al here. He says I got a problem with Gabe. Middleton says, all right, what's your biggest problem with Gabe? Well, he goes up and down the line. Well, what if he wants to jerk me up and down the lineup? He goes, listen, you want to hit third, you want to hit second, it's yours.
Whatever you need. Yeah.
I mean, that's how that conversation goes.
What a great game, Flyers. What a game. You didn't tent up at the end like you usually do. You guys played full game of hockey. You played f***ing well. I'm going to say this. Brian Allen, you did great. But the real MVP, Jake Voracek.
Well, look, it wasn't a great game until the end. They didn't play particularly well. The conditions weren't very good. They didn't have a tremendous amount of great chances and significantly outplayed them.
But it was a great ending, man.
Yeah, I mean, when you come down, in the final 5 minutes, you pull your goalie twice, get two goals to tie it against the Penguins. And then they've been in this situation a couple times where they come back in the game, tie it, and then they lose like 18 seconds in overtime.
No, it's awesome.
And the captain ends it in OT. That way, I mean, the place went nuts. You thought it was fireworks going off, the whole thing. It was incredible. The atmosphere was electric at Lincoln Financial Field. And the presentation of everything the entire day was, I thought, was top-notch. And kudos to the Eagles, because they were very hospitable. Saw Fletch on Friday, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's down there when I was out there for the practice, exchanging jerseys
with
a couple of the boys.
Can I just tell you this? Can you do me a favor? Because I loved those Stadium Series jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
That Flyer jersey was so cool. Can you get us a jersey giveaway?
Sure, absolutely.
Because I got to tell you something. I love it. Yeah. I'm not a jersey guy. I'd wear that jersey. That jersey's dang cool. I want to give one to our audience.
Okay. What player should we request? You got to go El Capitan after for the game winner, right?
All right.
You go there or you go, well, you can't go Hart because he didn't play.
Yeah.
And that'd be the chalk one I would go normally.
I still think you got to go 79, no?
Nah, he didn't play in the game.
So what?
Well, I have a Carson Wentz Super Bowl jersey. He didn't play in it. So I guess you can.
Go ahead. Let's go, G. Let's go, Capitan. I respect the G, so I'm in on G.
The other thing that was down there, after the practice, they opened up the locker room to the media, and I'm in there. Then Eagle had like a table, drink set up and the whole thing. And they had the Lombardi trophy in there.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, players are all picking it up and checking it out. They had an Eagle helmet in there, too.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see Doug come in and talk to the players?
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
He's using the hockey nicknames.
You know what was cool? I'll tell you, man, he's a cool dude. He gets it. Every time you turn around and he's involved in something, it's cool.
Yeah.
It goes well.
Because he's so laid back about it.
Yeah.
He walks in, he's like, all right, here's the starting lineup. Have some fun out there. Yeah. He goes, Coots and Jakey.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. They must have wrote it out for him that way. What's next?
I haven't watched one spring training pitch of the Phillies because I boycott them until they sign Harper. That penurious organization. Okay.
Oh, my God. Can you play that? I didn't even understand what he said.
Well, listen, it's twice okay, man. Use the word penurious.
Well, he's going to the well too often on a word like that. You got to spread that word out.
No, but I'll give him credit, though. He's going, it's twice.
Somebody dropped it at dinner he was at. Now he's using it.
You can't use it three times, but you want to drop it twice to make sure, I'll give it to you.
All right. See, he learned a new word, and now he's going to put it in every recorded call he does.
Listen, I pay attention to the okay man's call.
There's not one single word he could use that would make me think his IQ is higher than it is. And believe me, I don't think it's real high.
I'm getting really tired of this golly gee shucks attitude that I'm hearing from certain people that's going on about this Bryce Harper situation, man. Dude, here's the highest check. Here it is. Take it. Play ball. Act like a man, dude. What is this? Come on. I don't care. Either take it. You offer the highest amount of money. Now we're going to play ball. Philly style, boy.
Well, I don't know. We don't know exactly what John Middleton, the Phillies, have offered to Scott Boras and Bryce Harper yet. We don't know. We don't have no clue. That's the thing about this whole thing that's even more nauseating, is that we really don't know what's real and what's fake.
You know they offered him something. You know, here's why I disagree. You know they offered him more than Machado.
I presume that, but I don't know that because there's only one guy left.
They offered more than Machado.
Hey, all part of the negotiation from the Philly standpoint was, hey, man, if you're asking too much, we'll just go get Machado. We got another option. But now Bryce has no other – there's one guy standing. So you can say, that puts the Phillies on the clock, but it also puts Boras on the clock.
Yeah.
He's out waiting him.
I hear you, but he has to have offered more than Machado. Has to.
I don't know. Maybe this whole stupid money thing was a facade.
No, it wasn't.
From Big John.
A, it wasn't, and B, he's offered more than Machado.
He's out there telling Boras in Vegas, I'm not going to be able to pay my air conditioning bill if I go to 310.
No, he's fine. He's got it.
Hey, Andrew, you got to pull some of the audio of Jason post-game Saturday night. You can actually feel him smiling through the broadcast. You could tell he just felt the rush of an unbelievable comeback win against our most hated rival.
Believe me, the only thing I felt was freezing cold. I was literally, Anthony, on the glass in the third period, probably midway through the second. And once the rain restarted, I was physically shaking. Because I was out in the cold since 3 o'clock. I got there outside at 3. We started our pregame show outside at the Head House Plaza at 4 o'clock. So I'm literally out from 4 to like midnight. And I haven't been feeling well, as you know, too. I was freezing.
And you didn't have any beers in you to keep you warm.
No, I had no beers.
Did you play the game Friday?
Friday, yeah. We played the media game Friday. It was fun. The ice was surprisingly good. Like, I mean, it was a little chewed up when we got it because they had like some people just like skating around on it. They do like family skates and stuff. But the ice was good, and it was awesome being in that building playing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, that building, like, I played
look
at
up,
Citizens
like,
Bank.
What was it like?
Yeah,
looking
that's what
up.
I'm going to tell you. Like, I played at Citizens Bank Park, and that was like so spread out. That's like vast, you know, yeah. Cavernous. But at Lincoln Financial Field, because you look to your right and your left, and the seats and the bleachers, they feel like they're on top of you, that stadium. And they don't look like they're pitched back at all. They look like they're a wall. Like, that stadium is, like, on you. And then in the end zones, too, it was the same kind of way. And during the game, when they were doing the pregame introductions and all the players were lined up on those, the Art Museum steps that they recreated there for the anthem and all the pyro, and you look up, I mean, it looks like you're looking, like, to the moon. The stadium looks so high from that. I've never been on the field during a game when it's full. And it was wild, man. Seeing all those, I mean, 70,000. There were 69,000 people there for the game.
No, it's outrageous. What an incredible moment.
Yeah, it was really cool. And from what I can tell, everybody seemed to have a really good time. There was a decent amount of Penguin representation there, as there was Flyer representation in Pittsburgh 2 years ago.
Yeah, but you're going to get 70,000 people. You're going to get you know, a fair share.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, do you want to hear your initial thoughts after the game ended?
Yeah, yeah. Tibby and Coetzee, obviously, this is a wild affair here. Boy, this team never gave up in this situation.
Is this when they
battles
threw it to
all
the
way back,
okay,
ties this game, and for the captain to win it in front of these home fans was tremendous as they salute the crowd here at Lincoln Financial Field. And obviously, great sportsmanship from the Penguins as they shook hands at center ice in the reciprocation game from the Stadium Series game a couple of years ago. Brian Elliott came up big in this game in a couple of different instances. And for the Flyers to get the win here tonight certainly feels good for this group heading forward. And when they're in this playoff race, certainly means a lot. So, yeah, that's me delaying, waiting to get a player for
the
postgame.
I thought you sounded good.
Yeah, I'm on the ice at that point. I'm walking onto the ice. And my headphones are cutting out because my battery's dying in my battery pack. So,
who'd you get?
On the ice, I started with Couturier. I talked to Sean Couturier, and then they went and did the handshake, and then I talked to Drew on the ice, and then I caught Brian Elliott as he was walking off. So, yeah, it was pretty wild, and it was pretty cool they did the handshake. I wasn't expecting that. I don't remember if they did that in Pittsburgh or not.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
What did you wear? Were you suited up for the outdoor?
Yeah, I layered the clothing big time because I remember what it was like in Pittsburgh because, you know, down on the field, like, it's so windy down there, too, just right up against the glass.
You can't go Flyer jacket?
No, I had a Flyer jacket on. Yeah. I had a bunch of layers underneath.
You had a nice knit cap on. Saw a photo of that.
Yeah, they gave us like a stadium. We had to wear kind of like a uniform look because if not, you show up on TV too much. So the Flyers, they gave us these like a jacket. It was like a gray jacket with the Flyer logo and Stadium Series thing on it. So we all had the same thing
nice
on.
Jacket, cuz.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a little bit waterproof too, which was good. So
I like the Flyer jacket.
Yeah. I'll give it to you.
I had the Flyers white one. Remember back in the
day? Oh, my God, yeah. The white silky looking one?
Yes. Like the guests.
Yeah, you could never wear that now. Yeah. It would just get so dirty, you know?
Right. I had the white. It was the what you call it, jacket. Starter jacket. This is like
a pearl white, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, they were ugly, yeah.
Yeah. I had the white Flyer jacket. I think I had a couple of them throughout my day. Like, I had the red Sixer jacket.
Oh, that's a great one, though. That would be worth bucks now.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you couldn't hear the microphone even shaking.
Like, yeah, it was
you just
awesome.
Start to shake a little bit when you get so cold.
It was cool, man.
Yeah, and I'm sitting on this little tiny stool because only your head can be above the dasher.
Yeah.
So you don't end up in the NBC shot and other people can see. So, but it was a good day all around and a very busy one, but a good one. So 610-632-0975. That was Bring the Heat, which is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's go to Dan in the Lehigh Valley on the Fanatic. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. So, I mean, there was a time in this city where a guy who, information out there saying he doesn't want to play here, and it hasn't really been, you know, confirmed or denied, but I haven't heard him say anything to the contrary. They, you know, I think we need to have a little bit more pride right now when it comes to this Harper thing. Give him the best contract offer out there, take it or leave it. Call it a day, because I don't like the concept of our city getting drugged through the mud in the media. He doesn't want to play here. He's not saying otherwise, mind you. And it's legal.
Well, he hasn't said anything.
Yeah, he's bunkered up, man.
So,
well, I think you need to.
No, you're not going to. You know, you're not going to say anything. Either way, you're not going to talk on the record until the contract's done. And then when you sign here, you're going to say, Well, listen, it was. I was never that true. People who said I didn't want to play here. Look, I'm signing here.
I don't know. Maybe my pride's hurt because I feel like, you know. It's,
hey, Butch, there's no such thing as pride.
Bleep pride.
The deadly sin, I suppose.
Yeah,
but I
brother.
Mean, so, I mean, this has got to be done this week, correct? One way or the other.
I would think, brother. I would. I would. I would think, Danny.
Because I don't think I've ever been more, not frustrated, just annoyed by it.
It is. It keeps going and going. And plus, I don't know about you. Did you think Saturday was done? Because I did.
No, only because that annoyed me. I saw it and I said, oh, yeah, I should be excited. I'm like, nah, this isn't it. Because, and that, another thing, it's just an irritating, it's like a mosquito bite, this whole thing. Just heal up and get it done. Yeah, or don't get it
but
done.
Here's the
but
problem,
I don't
Dan.
Want to hear about it anymore.
You can't stop pitching this damn mosquito bite.
Yeah, I mean.
You're picking it. And now it's bleeding. Then you go to sleep and you're itching it all night in your sleep.
I mean, I got to tell you, Danny, I mean, you know, you forget about pride when the guy's hitting 40 bombs and you're just a Phillies fan. It's not your money. The town's not getting drug into anything.
No.
If anything.
We're just caught up in everything.
He looks weak. If anything, he doesn't want to play here. He looks weak. His Mikey's back.
No, he's right, though. You're right, though.
He does. He looks weak.
Ah, jeez. Can he go back on vacation? It's a bad suit, too, Holmes. Let's go to Kenny.
He would look weak for not wanting to play here.
He's shying away from pressure, and that's at least the perception. Can you tell him to go somewhere else and perform his antics?
Mikey's outside the glass.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the fact that there was a celebration of hockey in this town this weekend. He had to take a vacation to leave. Let's go to Kenny in Dixon City on the Fanatic. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Jason. Hey, Anthony. What's up, guys?
What's going on, buddy?
Ant, I'm like, I can't even watch these games anymore. Ever since the Boston game, I'm not even, like, people can't even be around me at my house when the Sixers are on. I go nuts. It's like, what we have is so precious, and Joel and Ben and Tobias and Jimmy. Jimmy's not that old, and I feel like they're just wasting it. Like, when we played Boston, JJ got killed the last 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He got killed by Smart. They were just posting him up.
Right.
And it would pull Joel, it would pull Ben off of him to go help him, and it left an open corner shot every time. And I just can't figure out what Brett's doing with the rotation. Like, I love him. He's a likable guy, but figure it out already. Like, you have such talent.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, look, you're not the first guy to have a guy who's a liability on defense, and you have to help him out. I mean, that happens all the time, right, in that sport. You got to do a better job. Now, that's Billy Lang trying to, you know, come up with his defense. He's got to do a better job at rotation. Their rotation, secondary rotation, is terrible. And if you need to help JJ, you can be able to help JJ. You got enough defensive guys that could collapse down and be rim protectors for you and help guys.
It's like, I couldn't believe Amir Johnson played. And then they said he played for Delaware the night before to get some practice in.
Yeah, I know.
I felt bad for him.
I know.
I felt bad for the guy. And, like, Mike Smart was covering Ennis the whole, like, fourth quarter. What's he, a
Mike
small
Scott.
Forward?
Yeah, Mike Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Scott. Yeah, he was covering the center the whole game. Man, he was trying.
Well, he's 6'8". I mean, you're enough. I mean, you should – he could be – Listen, I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you completely. I really am. I'm really with you.
Despite the fact that they have this great starting five, and they would probably be better off if they could find a way to bring J.J. Redick off the bench. But despite that fact, they're still thin.
You don't need to bring J.J. Redick off the bench. He's got to start. He's got to play.
As currently, the way they're constructed, now you have to.
Well, I mean, you need somebody. Look at the five. The five fit together. And defensively, you should be able to overcome J.J. being a liability.
When Embiid is there. Help defense. You didn't see a lot of that on Saturday. That second half.
Well, what was ugly about it was they just got layups or dunks.
They look soft. Like, that's the part that's a bit nerve-wracking. They look soft.
Listen, you don't get the big man in there. I get it. Still, not an excuse.
Yeah. Let's go to Tim in Delaware on the Fanatic. Hey, Timmy.
Hello?
Hi, Tim.
You hear me?
Yeah,
hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
So I got a couple things, actually. For one, Does anybody put any stock into the J-Roll's reaction after the Flyers game?
Where he said they asked him about Harper, and he said, "I have inside information. I can't answer that."
Right, and then he made the face. So you don't put any stock into that.
What was the face he made? Good face or?
Well, it was like he acted like he knew something. He made a face like he knew something.
Like the cat bird.
And huh?
Like a cat bird, the Cheshire grin. That,
yeah, kind of. He was like, yeah, like he knew something, but he wasn't allowed to say something.
Well, if he knows something, you'd think it's positive, because if there's nothing there, there's nothing to know.
Oh, that's how I feel about it. The other thing is, I'm glad
that you guys... Go put your coho away.
I'm glad that you guys come around and admit that we're all speculating at this point.
Oh, yeah.
None of us know anything. So, and here's I'm going to speculate in a positive way. I think that this is still a ploy by Boris to still raise the contract price up. And so if you look at it like this, if this number is accurate, if the agent stands to get 10% of Harper's contract, he makes $30 million. If it goes towards the $400 million mark, he stands to make $40 million. So if you ask me, Boris is trying to make his money right now. Harper would sign right now if it was, you know, completely up to him. I think Boris is trying to make his money right now.
I think we don't have a clue what anybody would do at any given time. We don't have a clue what's been offered. We've heard all these different reports.
I agree.
I think we're all sitting here in like...
You want some more fodder?
Oh, you got something?
To sift through? Yes. John Middleton is back at Philly's camp today.
I was just reading this, yeah.
He was asked about Bryce Harper, and he declined to comment.
He said he declined comment on negotiations with Harper. What does that mean? I don't have a frigging clue. What do I know? I feel like I woke up and somebody transported my body to a cave. You know when there's a cave and there's no lights on? You can't see your hand an inch from your face because there's no light. That's where I feel. I'm clueless right now.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, we pretty much all are. Even the reporters that are reporting on this, because they're reporting on what they're hearing, and we don't know the agenda or the motivation of the people giving them the information.
Correct.
So, what do we know right now? 114 days in or whatever this is to free agency? We know nothing. What I know, we know one thing. He's not signed. And he's still available. And I don't know if the Phillies are going to get him, Anthony. I don't. I don't even have a gut feeling anymore. My gut's out of business. Closed up shop. flew south for the winter.
Dude, it's nerve-wracking, though. It's absolutely... Like, I don't want to hold up another week of this.
No, I don't either.
You know, in a perverse way, it was fun last week. I'm done.
It's lost its fun now.
Because I thought it was going to happen.
And it's impossible for us to take a Harper free zone for a day.
But, like, here's the thing. How in the world does it? I still don't understand how it cannot happen. They're the only team that's willing to go long term. Just get it done.
This is nuts. 610-632-0975.
Pride.
That's it.
There you go.
Could get.
Pride Oops. Only hurts.
There you go. Ving Rhames.
Marcellus Wiles.
We're back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Bleep pride, Butch. Hey, let me tell you about Parks Casino. I'll be there on Thursday. Yeah, man, Parks is awesome. We have a lot of fun there. Parks Casino, it caters for the 4-for-4 sports fan. Pennsylvania's number one casino has it all. That's right. For the sharp sports bettors or the first-timers. That's right. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props and everything you want right there. The sportsbook inside Parks Casino is an oasis. All the action on the big screens right in the middle of the casino. A beautiful bar goes across. One side you have the cashier windows. The other side you have all the kiosks and all the games. They're all in circular. All the TVs. What a great spot to watch the games, man. There's also a sports betting kiosk throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your sports bets on the way to the game at South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at South Philly Turf Club. Parks has it all. Lots of food options, too. Liberty Bell Gastropub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new Beer Garden, Oliveto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casinos, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Totally satisfied sexually.
Oh my.
Guys are walking around naked.
What up?
Oh man, we're all getting a little cabin fever at this time
Loopy.
Of year.
Oh, cabin fever is there, without a doubt.
And just getting hit in the head with a rubber mallet every 2 seconds with this Harper garbage. I'm getting angry about it again. I swore I wouldn't. I was like, all right, whatever. It's just there's no control you have here. But I'm getting angry about it again. I just see this piece that Corey Seidman wrote on NBC Sports Philly that the Dodgers' presence in this whole thing is going to force the Phillies into a comfort zone, into an uncomfortable zone where they didn't want to go. Because there is a walk-away point for everything there is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's a walk-away point?
Yeah.
What's the walk-away point?
They had a walk-away point with Machado, we were told.
Okay, what's the walk-away point for Harper?
I don't know. But
that's absurd.
It was $300 million for Machado.
To have a walk-away point. Like, you know that the minute Machado gets $309, you know it's going to cost you more.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so what are we talking? And you're the only one that's going to go long-term. So what's your walk-away point?
Yeah, no, I get it.
All right, so you come in at 325. So my guess is the Phillies have a firm offer of 325 on the table.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard some reports up to 335, 340. But again,
my guess is 325. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's easy for us to go, when they come back to 350, you're going, it's $25 million.
Yeah.
Right? But at some point, you're in such an astronomical space that it really is that. Like, once you're going up to 325, if you got to close it at 340, so be it.
You got to close it, though. But and I think the owner went out there to close it, and he wasn't able to close it. That's the thing that's the other facet of this, that Middleton went out there on his own.
Yeah,
and didn't close it.
I know.
He went out there. You know, he went out there with 1-10. Let's end this. Bringing him back with me.
Let me ask you a question.
I got the package.
Let me ask you a question. Andrew. Was Middleton's demeanor gruff? Was it to me, if I'm writing the story, I need to explain how his demeanor was.
Well, it wasn't a story. I just saw just a tweet.
Yeah, it was just a tweet from Salisbury.
Okay. Whatever it is, you need to actually tell what mood he was in.
Yeah, was he kind of like, I got no updates. Ugh.
Right. If he's gruff about it,
yeah.
Next question.
That's a part of it. No, you don't have to be like that. But you know, I'm not talking about it. Like if he just says, I'm not answering any questions about Harper. All right, that's a gruff answer.
Yep, terse. Where his shoulders rolled.
Like that is important in the equation.
Yeah, because you can read anything, and if you're having a bad day,
like,
you're
not yet, guys. Yeah. You know,
I have no updates at this time.
Yeah, you know. A little bit more upbeat.
I had a smooth flight back. Everything was good. I had a nice tea on the flight.
Nice tea.
Real quick.
How about that? He flies right there. It was G5, G6.
Yeah.
I would love to have a G6.
I'll take a G1.
No, I'd love to have anything with a G.
I don't need the 6
model. My name.
Yeah.
No, but if there was all the creature like of wealth, other than never having to sweat to pay a bill, which is the thing that would make everybody sleep better at night. Having a plane, man, where you just go wherever you want.
Yeah, you want to go to, like, anywhere. You want to go down to Florida for dinner.
And I would be flying all over.
Oh, man, your pilot would be, he'd be overworked. He'd have to unionize your pilot.
Yeah.
he'd be treating him like he was just a driver.
Come on, brother.
We're running to the Wawa.
We're going to grab the guys. We're going to, you know, we're going to
Tijuana.
Yeah. Right. Come on, get the guys. Oh, my Bob Graff. We're getting together. We're all going to you know, Rome.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
And then we're coming back in 2 days. Then we're going to fly somewhere else.
Yeah, let's go to, you know, whatever.
There's this story that's in The Athletic, and Joe Banner is quoted in it regarding the Eagles offseason. Let me give you this quote and get your thoughts.
Yes.
Joe Banner says, I would be shocked if the Eagles aren't making that call to inquire about Antonio Brown. That's just not the way they operate. They're absolutely inquiring about things that could make the team better and open to making moves and not afraid of making mistakes. It's Joe Banner on the Eagles and Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wouldn't go near him, but I agree with it.
I saw some video on ESPN today as they're kind of laying out likely destinations and teams of interest, and they're showing
Arizona's video. A favorite.
Yeah, they're showing him on the sidelines, like knocking over Gatorade, the big Gatorade things, going up and yelling it, screaming at Roethlisberger. I mean, this guy is bananas.
I would be shocked if, like, it was Joe saying that's what he would do, because I don't think Joe would do those.
Well, he said I'd be shocked if they're not making that call, as in Howie. That's just not the way they operate. They'll make the call. They're absolutely inquiring.
Well, I think you'd certainly make the call. Howie, and I agree. Howie's a back page splash guy.
Oh, he's front page Howie. He takes the front page of the paper the day after an election.
Having worked in New York, I always say that back page thing, because that's how they would sell the newspapers, back page up. But, man, I got to believe that Howie definitely makes the call. But how do you do it? Like, because here's the problem. If you're able to get Brown, then you'll have redo his deal. Because he's doing a fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, how in the world do you fit that in?
Yeah. And he's not a young player.
No. Well,
so
that's
what's the window of guarantee?
And he's a kook.
Yeah. And you're going to bring that in with a quarterback in Carson who's got a ton of pressure
on him. I mean, he's a great player, but, you know, he's a kookalook. And we all know now that those players, those skill guys, they can come elsewhere.
And they can, and those guys like Antonio Brown could derail a team. I mean, it'd be really interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, in the Le'Veon Bell thing, the Eagles come up all the time with Le'Veon Bell.
Of course.
What's Le'Veon Bell? I don't know how he's going to look after a whole year off.
Yeah, a lot of times, guys, when they tell
you he's ballooned like 40 pounds.
Well, that's just a report. Right. That came out conveniently right after they decided they were moving on from him.
But even that said, right, like even if that's not true, he still wants a fortune. Like, they offered him a fortune. He didn't want to take it.
He didn't take $14 million this past season.
So what's going to placate him to have him want to play, shut up, want to play the whole thing, and buy into you, and hope that he's Le'Veon Bell?
Well, the other part of the equation is this, is that both of these players had a lot of issues in a franchise that never lets issues get out. Mm. And they don't exactly have a pushover for A, a coach in Mike Tomlin, and B, in Ben Roethlisberger. It's not like he's some young kid coming in there and can get pushed around as the quarterback. No. That's not the way it works in Pittsburgh. And there's two issue players coming out of Pittsburgh right now. And they look, they'll move on. Pittsburgh does it all the time.
Yeah.
It's the Pittsburgh way or highway, turnpiking.
Yeah.
And they might be turnpiking. A lot of people want them
to
travel the PA turnpike all the way here. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play out.
But that would be, from my recollect, that would be completely unlike Joe for Joe Banner to go after him.
No, especially because he's 30 years old. Yeah. Joe had his hard and fast rules. Yeah. Mike and Del Rand's on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Guys.
What's up,
hey,
buddy?
Mike.
Sorry about that. I just took a bite of my sandwich.
What are you saying, Michael?
Hey, so let me ask you a question, guys. Some people say that the experts out there might even have Manny Machado rated as a better player than Bryce Harper, right? I've heard that rumbling throughout this process. Where does this guy get the idea that he's worth $50 or $40 or $50 million more than a guy that might be better than him?
Because it's not about what you are. It's about what you can get.
Got it. I know. But listen, I'm getting angry about it.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. I don't know that's true. I mean, you know, listen, Manny is a terrific, a lot of pop, the whole thing. Harper gives you something that you really need, a left-handed power outfielder.
I hear you. And the guy signs in 10 minutes or tomorrow. I'll be excited for it, right? I'm going to be a fan of my team. It's an improvement to the team. But I'm with Jason. It's starting to piss me off. Like, I hope he signs in the first half.
I know. I'm with you. I heard me this morning. I'm aggravated too, but not to the point where I'm ready to throw him out.
Because he hijacked our whole baseball offseason. Listen, hold on, time out real quick, and then I'm going to jump off so you guys can talk about it. Think about all the moves we've made, right, for the Phillies organization, just this offseason alone. If there's no Bryce Harper or Manny Machado out there, everybody's clapping their hands and giving the Phillies team a grade of A.
Yeah.
If he comes out tonight and goes and signs with the Dodgers, people are going to set stuff on fire.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
Because you feel like you lost something you never had because the owner said stupid money.
Well,
and there's two guys available.
All right. Well, it's so bad. If there was no Bryce Harper in the picture and they came away with this offseason, I would have said, hey, real good offseason. They're still not good enough, but it's a real good offseason.
Matt Breen goes a little bit further than Jim Salisbury went on that quote regarding Middleton returning to Clearwater. He said he's declining to comment on the Bryce Harper saga until it's finished. So he's not going to have any comment until it's done. So I don't know if that's good, bad, or I have no idea. Again, I don't know what his body language was.
Can I take that as good news?
Yeah, I guess if we want to, we can, I suppose. Who knows?
I hear what Mike says. I hear all everyone's frustration. I get it.
610-632-0975. Mike, you missed at the top of the hour, 97.5 The Fanatic.
No frustration with the union. That's right. 1 week from this Saturday. 1 week. We're coming up. This March 2nd. That's it. That's this week. 1 o'clock kickoff at Talent Energy Stadium. You're looking live. The start of the 2019 MLS campaign. Can't wait, man. Union look to start off strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC. Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup playoff run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in the season. New sporting director Ernst Tanner. He's been on the new signing trail, man. They've added international World Cup superstar Marco Fabian, Brazilian striker Sergio Santos. Man, they got lots of firepower there. Going to be netting a lot of goals for the club this year. Union also welcome back the return of the youngest back line in the league with young stars from Philadelphia, Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie. They're in full form, returning from the national team camp. Then you got Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican goal sensation Andre Blake. They're back. Big things, man, down at the Union. You're going to love going to Talon Energy Stadium. The River End going to be rocking. You got to catch a game down there Saturday, March 2nd. This coming up this week, this Saturday, 1 o'clock. We'll be down there cheering on the Union. Get your tickets for the opener while they're still available online at PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, tonight we got a little Sixer basketball. Take our mind off things. Sixers Pels tonight.
8 o'clock tip tonight?
Yeah.
Let me get the number on that game. Because the Pelicans are favorite at home tonight. And as you said, Anthony Davis has only played, 20 minutes in his last game?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play a lot.
Wait, he's on a minutes restriction.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to play a lot.
Swung now. Sixers are now the favorite by one. Favored by a point. On
Sixers win tonight. Come on, right? They win tonight. They can't lose to that dog meat Pels team.
Well, they better. I mean, coming out with that second half against Portland, they better show up tonight. Tell you that right now.
I think they win.
You like them?
I would make them an official play.
Oh, okay. That's a cuz official play.
Yes, I go official play. A
couple Fazools going down tonight.
I think they win the game.
All right.
Because this is going to be interesting. How you respond to a drubbing like that on Saturday? All right, you know that's a. This is like all little Brett things you learn about Brett.
Got to find out tonight. Got to answer for Saturday.
There's all these little things. That's all.
Yeah.
You know.
But you get on the road, too. You know, you can kind of get all together.
This Pels team, I mean, and they're a challenge because Drew Holiday, they can shoot, you know, the whole thing. You got to go win the game.
Got to get a win tonight. And then Thursday, we'll target for Embiid's return against OKC. Busy week for the guys on the ice. Tuesday, Buffalo. Thursday, in Columbus.
Thank God they won, though. All the pomp and circumstance, if they lose that game Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's over then. It's over, Johnny. And still no trades for the Flyers. The market is out there for Simmons. He did not practice today, so we'll see if something happens during the Mikey Miss show. Jim in Washington Township's on the Fanatic. What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, Jim.
I'm disgusted with the Bryce Harper thing.
My hands up too, brother.
You know what? I was mad, you know, 3 weeks ago. I'm just disgusted now with the Dodgers coming out and all. But I want to ask you, because thinking of it logically, taking the fandom out of it and all, I've said all along, he wants to be the highest paid player in the league. It, you know what? I don't know how much more he wants to get than Stanton, 325, but you know, there's always going to be an opt out clause. So if they offer him, my guess, you know, you hear 325, 330, say 330 gets him the record, five-year opt-out clause. He's still 31. He's still young enough to sign for more money. So, logically, if they say they offered him 330, five-year opt-out clause, I can't come up with what else would be holding it up. Do you guys have a
The only thing is if he doesn't want to play in Philadelphia, would rather play on the West Coast, like with the Dodgers, and he can get a shorter term deal, say 3 years, 120 in LA, and then he's a free agent again, and he signs a $300 million deal. Now he's at 420 over what would be the 10 years.
Yeah, see, that was the only thing I could come up with, because when them reports first came out that he didn't want to play here, I thought that was bogus, because I you know, and then Middleton goes out there. If he went out there and offered that, that's the only logical thing that you can come up with, is that he really doesn't want to play here. So it's a ploy to get more out of the Dodgers or out of the Giants or whoever else is, you know, a closet in the running.
Yeah, because eventually thanks for the call, Jim. If you don't want to go short term, you just tell those teams there's nothing to talk about because we're looking for the long term deal. Now, the Phillies seem to be the only team standing with a long term offer of real substance. So now that becomes, okay, the Phillies are negotiating against themselves, A, because they're the only team willing to go long term. And now, but Middleton brings these short term options into play, or not Middleton, rather, Boris does, by setting that meeting with the Dodgers. Was it just for optics to get Middleton to go further? I don't know. We don't know. See, that's the thing. We just don't know anything. It's all silly season, and it's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you know, well, you could. We may not know the intricacies
and never will.
Of the negotiations, but you do have an outward look as to why it hasn't. There's a reason why he hasn't signed yet.
Yeah, and to me, it's not that he won't play here. It's that his preference is to play in L.A. or on the West Coast.
No, I mean, again, I don't put past the idea of the Nationals and the fact that he's loyal to the Nationals as part of this thing.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. I think it's definitely at least part of the equation. All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. He returns today, fresh off his golf trip. I hope he hit him straight. Get down there.
It's rainy down there, he told me.
Well, I'm sure it was much warmer than it is here. But stay tuned. Mike Miss coming up next at 2, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. We'll be back tomorrow right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.